National MP Sam Ufendahl has been stood down from the party's caucus while an investigation is done into further allegations of bullying raised by RNZ. A woman has come forward claiming Mr. Ufendahl bullied and intimidated her so badly at a student flat in Dunedin in the early 2000s, she was forced to flee for her own safety. In a statement issued late last night, Mr. Ufendahl denied claims he'd engaged in any intimidation or bullying behaviour. He did say there was a falling out between flatmates. The allegations, of course, follow these revelations that the new MP for Tauranga, as a teenager, beat up a younger boy at Auckland's prestigious King's College boarding school and was asked to leave the school. Now, the MP yesterday described himself as a 16-year-old thug, but said he was now a changed person. RNZ has spoken to the former flatmate and to her father. They did not want to be named. She says Mr. Ufendahl engaged in a pattern of bullying, fuelled by excessive drinking, and he would then trash the house.
Bullying, verbal, emotional bullying to myself, to the point where it all kind of culminated one evening where I was locked in my bedroom because I feared for my safety, and he was smashing on my door and yelling obscenities and, you know, basically telling me to get out and hit the road, fatty, and swearing, and I ended up climbing out of my bedroom window and running to a friend's house to stay the night because I feared for my safety. I was scared.
If I bring your father in now, you were called. She called you to come and get her the next day, and you spoke to Sam Ufendahl. Is that right?
That's right. My daughter rang me, rang my wife and I. She was seriously upset and traumatised. I went to Dunedin the next day to help her get out of the flat immediately. And I spoke to Mr. Ufendahl and his other flatmates at the time. The flat itself was completely trashed. There wasn't a stick of furniture left. There was no crockery left. There were no handles left on anything. It had all been broken. And I gave the three of them a very serious peace of mind, but my daughter wasn't in any position to deal with this in a legal way, and we just took her out. She just went out of there and went into another place and set about recovering from this.
And we'll have more of that interview after 7 on Morning Report.